Hi, friends, and I could interview the young lady we've got on the program with us today every single day and enjoy doing the interview. We're so blessed to have Kaylee Keller back with us again. We had her on just a few weeks ago to introduce her latest album. We've got her on today to talk about a very big opportunity for her in that she's had an article published at Fox News. And so she's going to talk about that. She's going to talk about what's been going on in her career and life. She's going to remind us of some things about her album that we talked about last time. And most of all, we're going to enjoy some time with Kaylee. We're going to start out with one of the songs off of that album. It is called Nowhere America. After that, we will have the interview. And I can promise you, if you like Kaylee Keller, you're going to enjoy this interview. And if you don't know her, I believe you're going to enjoy it just as much as the rest of us. After the interview, we will play another song, Diamond, and that will be what our show is for today. God bless you, folks. Thank you for being with us, and go out and do the right thing.
I was never voted homecoming queen, but you make me feel like I could be royal in nowhere America. I could fly away with my GED, plant some seeds and drink a cherry cola in nowhere America. Even though I love ABBA and 80s disco, New York City and San Francisco, I'm at home where the buffalo roam. Sun up to sundown, the heart of the small town is what dreams are made of. Hey, Monday to Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay in nowhere America. I see the airplanes carving up the blue sky. Sometimes I wonder if life's just passing right. Tower, but my heart's where the buffalo roam. Hey, sun up to sundown, the heart of a small town is what dreams are made of. Hey, Monday to Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay in nowhere America. Sunday I could leave, but I'll stay. Hey, sun up to sundown, the heart of a small town is what dreams are made of. Hey, Monday to Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay in nowhere America. Nowhere America.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today. And we have a returning guest. We call people who have been on the show friends of the podcast. Well, our friend Kaylee Keller is with us. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi there. Honored to be back on the show.
And you've been a busy young lady?
I have been. It's been a blessing, but there's lots of stuff going on. I just got an article with Fox News published, and then I also just had my interview with Monica Schmelzer on Bridges release, so it's been busy.
Well, the article on Fox has gained a lot of attention, and it's been picked up several different places. Tell us about the article, and fill us in.
Yes, I've been very blessed. This article has been trending on Fox's main page for 4 days now, so that's a huge success. The article is titled, "Can We Talk? I'm a Millennial and I'm Struggling with the Poisonous Side of Social Media." And the whole article is about my personal experience with both the negative and positive side of social media, and bringing awareness to the power of words and reminding people that, you know, they can use their platform of social media to either tear people down or to bring people up. And so I'm encouraging people to use their platforms to bring positivity and change some lives, because a lot of the suicide rate and a lot of depression is caused by negative effects of social media. So I just don't want to change that aspect and make it, you know, an empowering and encouraging place to come in and to encourage each other and make it a better community.
We talked a little bit offline about good parts of social media and being able to get our message out, being able to communicate with people all around the world. But this is a negative part of social media. I think you shared a little bit of your story the last time you were on about some bullying that took place. Give us a little more in-depth on the article and what you're looking at with the topic.
Yes, yeah, so from personal experience is the view that we wrote this article in. You know, I've gone through a lot of bullying, both in person and then a lot of it online as well, especially being an artist in the spotlight at some stages of my career. It brings a lot of attention to you, and so people can get really vicious online and they can really hurt people. And so I've definitely experienced that, and experiencing it for myself, I wanted to encourage people that it does matter what you say online, and change that.
It seems to be easy for people to hide behind a keyboard and say what they want when it's not a face-to-face kind of situation, isn't it?
It's very easy because I think there's a lot of just like hiddenness in that. You know, if somebody, you don't know somebody, you've never met them, and yet you go and you comment on their post, you can kind of get away with saying whatever you want. And I think too, you know, a big part of why people say negative things online is that they don't think that the comment that they're making, that the person's actually going to read it in every case. You know, if like people are putting bullying messages on Justin Bieber post, I think not everyone thinks that Justin's actually going to read it.
Right.
And they don't do it with the responsibility of knowing that their words have an impact. And so I think they're just kind of joining the trend of like making fun of this person instead of realizing that what they're saying is actually doing damage. And then, you know, for those who actually are bullying and are sad themselves, it's a way for them to just kind of get their aggression out and to tear other people down to make themselves feel better. And then they don't have any of the responsibility of doing it in person. So it's very easy to do online because there's not really a lot of in-person connection.
And no accountability with that either.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. There's no accountability. And it kind of reminds me of the song. Like, it's called, it's a Christian song that came out, and it goes, "If we are the body, why aren't our hands moving? Why aren't our feet moving?" And it's by Casting Crowns. So if we want to improve our society, we got to, you know, start, you know, socially. If we want to improve our life, it all goes with, you know, improve ourselves first. You know, we got to take the focus off of the bullying online and not give them extra time, and instead invest that time into improving ourselves and working on our God-given destiny.
You mentioned that you get things now as an entertainer and a performer. A lot of personal attacks, or just in general, you know, tell us a little bit about what goes on now.
Yes, I've had actually both sorts of attacks. I've gone through in high school, I was sexually harassed by a group of guys, and that was very in a physical way of not just online. They did do it online, but a lot of it was in person as well. And that's kind of what helped me launch into my music career sooner, was because I was going through such oppression and harassment. And a lot of the attack was just in the music department and the acting department. And basically, you know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he knows that I have a calling in the entertainment industry. And so he came after me and all the musical and, you know, my passionate areas, my God-given talented areas. And he really, really gave me a couple year battle with that. And I'm so thankful for my mom. She kept encouraging me and focusing me back on the Word of God, because, you know, I was getting really oppressed in my life, and she would come and tell me, people are going to say what they want to say, but we know that your self-worth comes from Christ, and you are who He says you are. You are not what this world says that you are. So this group might tell you that you're an item, or that they view you in this light, or that you're never going to make it, or these negative, terrible things, but that's not who God says that you are. God says that you're a diamond. You're more precious than rubies to Him. You are royalty. You have the God gene in you, and that is who you are. And so her reminding me that is encouraging, because you need somebody. You know, that's why God gave us community. You need somebody to speak life in you when sometimes you can't do it for yourself. And so my mom encouraged me. She said, no, Kaylee, this is not going to dim your talent. This is going to expose it, and you're going to use your story to inspire other people, because you do have me to help you, and obviously you have God, but a lot of people don't have anybody at all. And I noticed when I was in that season of my life that my mom really was the only person who believed me and stood up for me. But at the same time, at school, I didn't have any kids like, you know, standing up for me or just supporting me. You know, they were so scared of being bullied themselves. And, you know, and they told me that, you know, in private time, like, Kaylee, like, I like being your friend, but, like, I'm not going to hang out with you at school because I'm so scared. And I'm like, okay, you know. And so it kind of just, it can send a message of, like, unworthiness, like, in you. And so that was where the whole diamond thing of, like, you have so much worth. And so it just really encouraged me to realize that, like, what we say does matter. And it also put a lot of biblical principles to light, where words have power and actions speak louder than words, and, you know, different things. And so God opened the door for me to jump into music, and now I get to do that. And I have a song called Diamond Out, and that's really where it launched. And now I want to use my platform to write articles, you know, and get them on Fox News and talk about the effects of this, and just shed some light, and to kind of speak up for those who have never been told, and then for those who don't have anybody telling them that they have value.
The first time we talked, I believe, was when Rubies was being released, or shortly after. Tell us how that's been.
Yes, so Rubies has been an amazing project. It's been a blessing in my life, and it's been really awesome to see a lot of my fans be really encouraged by the album. There's there's a couple songs on there that have really gotten attention. There's a song called Nowhere America, and I think that song is just about being proud of where you're from. You know, maybe somebody thinks that you're from a nowhere town, but how that's the place where dreams are born and made. And so I feel like that song's really brought a lot of unity, and I actually released the music video and that song. We did it live on Fox News, and they kind of had told me, you know, this song is such a good song right now, you know, for the United States and for the world, to just remember that we're all in this together. You know, we all come from somewhere, and it doesn't always matter where you're from. It's, you know, where you're going. And so I've been blessed to kind of have them as like a hometown anthem song. And then another song that's been really huge off the track is called Taking Out the Trash. It's a little bit sassy, which is fun, but this song is called, you know, I'm taking out the trash, never looking back. Your past expired, spoiled and tired, big old plate of scraps, I'm taking out the trash. And it's about getting rid of the toxins in your life. And so one thing that I do is I'm a public speaker, and so I take all my original songs to schools, and I tie them into my message. And so a huge one that the students love is Taking Out the Trash. And so we just sing it together as a reminder, you know, let's throw out what is holding us back. Let's get rid of the toxins. Let's get rid of the worldly baggage. Let's get rid of the you know, toxic relationships, you know, and let's walk into being a diamond. So it's, yeah, so I've been very blessed with the reaction of this album.
I had forgotten that the first time we were on, we got a little bit of a concert like we just did. So I can look forward to future times when we talk together and getting a little piece of Kaylee singing on the show.
It's hard to just say it without singing the song because I know the melody so well that I can't just like take the melody out and just read the song. You know, I just have to sing it.
Right. Tell us about the television interview on Bridges there on CTN.
Yes. So my Bridges interview was just released yesterday. They aired it twice, one in the morning and one in the evening. And I was on the show with Monica Schmelzer. She is a joy and a blessing to just talk to. She's great. And so I got to just sit down on national TV and share my story about harassment and then also share my story of overcoming it. And I had a special message that I spoke to those who are bullying and how that they have worth, and then just, you know, speaking some of the truths that God has really showed up in my life and revealed to me, and just sharing those key of wisdoms with other people. And it was just a blessing to get to do that on TV. You know, when I was in that moment, I was just thinking back to this time where I was in high school and in this oppression season, and it's kind of a surreal moment because it's like when you look back, and if I could tell myself at that time, you know, like, not only are you going to get through this, like, you're going to help other people overcome this, you know, it kind of makes it all worth it. Not that any of it is fun to go through, but I think it's the truth of, you know, what the enemy intends for bad, God's always going to use for good. And so it's just one of those moments where that was so prevalent and highlighted. And so it was really fun to be on the show with the mindset of, wow, like, that season that was, the enemy was trying to make bad in my life, not only did I overcome it, but it's going to be used to help so many other people. And it just felt so purposeful. And so I'm very excited about the interview. And then we also did, after the interview, we did two live performances of two of the songs off the Ruby's EP. We did Nowhere America and What I Believe. And I got to do that with my incredible, talented band, Bobby Mertz and Grant Michelson. And so we had a really great time. So they're based in Nashville. And I'm so blessed to have them. They're both, Bobby right now is on tour with Kenny G when he's not working with me, and then Grant, same thing, he is a former Taylor Swift 10-year guitarist, and so I'm thankful that he gives me the time of day.
Well, that is that's amazing that your contacts are expanding. I mean, we're talking about Fox News and people that have performed with Taylor Swift, and God is really working in your life.
He is, you know, I feel so grateful, and I'm so humbled at some of the platforms I've got to speak on and the people I've got to talk with. I definitely feel completely unqualified, but I think just as like God says, you know, that's who he, you know, he prefers to work with, in a sense of those who feel uncalled or unqualified. You know,
right.
I just remember Moses had a stutter, and sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm not the best wordager person, and so it's kind of funny to be speaking on TV when I'm like, I don't know if speaking's my strongest suit, but I know I'm passionate about it. Obviously, God says, you know, just be a vessel for me and let the Holy Spirit work through you. And so he shows me that constantly. When I work in my own strength, I'm very bad at most everything, honestly. And when I work through his strength, somehow things make sense and the messages get across. And so, yeah, I'm just thankful that he lets me meet such incredible people that I've met and platforms that I've got to be on. And I really think God is moving in the industry itself. As you know, just like everything, the music industry is a huge blessing because it's created an atmosphere where musicians can make music their full-time career. But just like anything, you know, it gets really dark and evil and mean very quickly. And I've also got to experience that world. And so I just see in this new season, God is shedding a lot of light on the darkness. And I think I see that too, you know, with a lot of different sectors of like the Me Too movement and different things. You know, I just feel like God is bringing to light the darkness. And so I feel like part of my calling is I get to see that and be a part of it. And I'm excited to have God shed the light on it, because when God moves, you know, it transforms lives, and it's incredible, and nobody can stop them. So I'm excited to get to see that realm.
I think it's interesting the way that one part of your life helps guide you into another. Your music kind of give you the opportunity to be able to publish the article at Fox, but then the article at Fox gives you the opportunity to perform on CTN. And so you're well-rounded, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here, and bringing opportunities that way as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm starting to see how intertwined everything really is. You know, one article on Fox can open up doors into like a political side of things, or, you know, one performance with this person opens up doors for something completely different. And so that's been such a blessing, because, you know, when they say, you know, what God's going to do is by far bigger than you could ever imagine, I see that happening, because these are connections that I could never have ever tried to even make myself. They're almost impossible to make. And I'm getting those. So it's just incredible. But I also see God's just bringing in a lot of restoration, you know, for bullies as well. And so, you know, having my stuff out on Fox and stuff, I've gotten to, got a lot of emails, and I've had a lot of apologies from those who bullied me, which is incredible, and actually kind of healing for myself as well. It's kind of interesting how when you're helping, you know, other people, it also can heal you, and then it also is healing the bullies, because some of them who were just bystanders didn't even realize that they were doing that, and they apologize, and so that's been awesome. And I've also just had people who I don't personally know at all, but they've said that they've, you know, after reading my article, they realize that they've contributed to online bullying, and they just wanted to apologize to me about it. And I can bring restoration into their lives, saying like, well, now your eyes have been opened, you know, and so let's keep it there, and let's make that change of restoration. But I think partly, like, as you're talking about all these different realms and doors opening, you know, one thing opens up a political door, the next opens up this. I think a lot of that is God is bringing restoration to the entertainment industry. And the entertainment industry is so interconnected. It's sports, it's politics, it's media, it's, you know, news, it's all of that. And so I think God's at a place where, you know, he's going to cross paths and open doors and do it all at one time.
Well, I think I could sit here and talk with you for hours. You're such a pleasant person and easy to talk with. As we wrap things up for the show, tell us about your website, social media, where we can find the article that was on Fox News.
Thank you. I could talk on your show for hours. So if you need some filler time, you just call me up.
Okay. That's a good... Thank you for the offer.
Yes. And, so you can find all the latest about me at KayleeKeller.com. Through my website, you will find, you know, my bio, my upcoming shows, and my public speaking videos if you want to, you know, bring me to school. And I'm very open about having, you know, fans reach out to me. I love to connect to people on email and Instagrams and, you know, or churches or you know, just anybody is allowed to reach out. You can book me for things. I'm pretty, I love to communicate with, obviously, I'm a chatty Kathy, so I love to communicate with everybody. So I will get back to emails and messages. And so you can just follow me at KayleeKeller.com, find all my social pages through there. And then I also have my Fox News link on that. And you can also just go to FoxNews.com. It's trending, so you'll see the article.
Well, I always close with a word of prayer, and I know you don't have a problem with that, so let's go to the Lord in prayer.
I love that, yes.
Father, we thank you for the new day that you've given us today and the blessings in this life that we have, and we thank you for our friend, not just friend of the podcast, but a friend, us individually, with Kaylee, and we just ask a blessing upon her and her life and her family, her career, her influence, the reach that she has to people with so many different opportunities, whether it be through her music, her writing ability, her testimony of her life, and we just ask that you would use her in a mighty, mighty way, like you already are, Father. We pray for new opportunities for her and new ways to be able to get the message of Jesus to people. Because when you look at things in her life and you see all the different things that are going on, we can point them all right back to Jesus Christ, and we're thankful for that. Bless her day. Bless the shows that she will be on. Bless the places that she will appear. And Father, we just ask that you would bless those who come to her that are hurting and healing. And Father, we live in a hurting world that needs to be healed. Thank you for this day, and thank you for our friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, you continue what you're doing. You are doing wonderful work.
Thank you. You know, I'm so thankful that that we know each other and that God has opened the door between us. And I'm thankful to know you, because if it wasn't for your podcast, I wouldn't have my voice out there as much. And so I just appreciate you being obedient to the calling God's put in your life in this season, and, you know, opening up a platform for people to talk about their faith and for artists to share their music and people to share their testimony. So thank you so much, because if it wasn't for you, people wouldn't hear me, and I'm thankful for that. And I also love that, you know, you ended prayer. That really stands out. You know, even though I've been on a lot of Christian stuff, you know, there's power in prayer, and they don't always end in prayer, and that's something really unique to you. So I encourage you, keep doing it, because it's changing things. You know, it makes a difference in my life, and I appreciate you praying for me, because and I'm gonna be praying for you and your podcast. But we all need prayer, because this is an intimidating world, and there's a lot of to fight. And so God's calling the kingdom of God to come together as a team and to stand in the gap for each other. So thank you.
Well, thank you for the very kind words. I don't get speechless a whole lot, but thank you.
Yes. So love to come on again soon. So
we'll keep it in touch. I've got different ways of getting a hold of you, and
you did really good.
So, all right.
Well, it's actually really cool. You're the first radio and podcast that I've been on since this Fox article came out, and so Bridges was pre-recorded, and so I'm just I'm honored to get to be on your show after all this came out. So
well,
you're the first one to get the inside scoop on the article.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We have the inside scoop.
You have the inside scoop.
All right, Kaylee, you take care and have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston Podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.
Hi, friends, and that it ain't gonna work.